Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning.
How are things? Are you well?
I'm really good, thank you. And you?
I'm good, I'm good. The last time we hung out was about a year ago. Yeah. It was in the salubrious surroundings of Wembley.
Yes.
Because I was over to see a band called Fightstar, who all my listeners know as I love my heavy metal. And Fightstar are one of these bands. Yes, it's Charlie from Busted.
Yeah.
But Charlie has this other band that when he left Busted, he formed Fightstar. They're heavy. Mm. They're amazing. Dermot and I love them. And we both went over to see them. And we ended up, not backstage, but like at the after party.
Yeah.
And I turned around.
That was the biggest after party ever, wasn't it?
It was huge.
It's a whole big floor of people.
Yeah. But I turned around and I went, why is Una Healy at this Fightstar after
heavy
party?
Heavy metal gig.
But then tell everyone the connection you have with Fightstar. This is incredible.
So Fightstar, for Charlie from Busted, it was such a departure for him to then join a heavy metal band. But he loves his heavy metal music. And he's like childhood friends with a couple of guys, one of them Alex Westaway. And Alex is married to Becky Westaway, who is one of my best friends. And I'm godmother to Alex's little girl, Willow.
So the conversation I'm having with Una Healy in this is, I expected to say like, what are you here for? I don't know, I just wandered in off the street. Yeah. I'm Una Healy and I'm going to come in for a drink. No. It was like, no, I'm godmother to Alex from Fightstar's daughter. I was like, this is incredible.
Oh yeah, no, Alex and I actually, we sang then together. We did The Blower's Daughter at, because he's got a gorgeous voice.
He's an amazing singer.
Beautiful voice, yeah. And we sang The Blower's Daughter at Becky's sister Hannah wedding. Because Hannah is married to my ex-husband's brother.
Okay.
So there's the connection.
There's all the circles.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great to see you back in Ireland in real life in the radio studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not just at wild after parties. Come here. You are working with Dupe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Dupe.
Well, Dupe is the name of the pop-up store which launched last weekend, where people came in to use this. It's basically to celebrate the launch of these new products in Lidl's across Ireland. On the 20th of March, they'll hit the stores. So they are luxury-inspired beauty products.
This
is
brilliant.
So when you're doing your shop, you know, you can always go down to, you know, the section where all the toiletries
middle section,
are
and all the stuff. Yeah.
But there's like really like premium quality rivals to all those big massive brands. And I've got the tan on today.
You look very nicely bronzed. Yeah.
Marbella. So I'm just back from Marbella.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got the hair oil is gorgeous, the hair mask. And then there's like the sprays, like the hair and body mist. Beautiful. Really
because look, let's face it. Like it's one of those industries where like, you know, we see a lot of things that can be produced at a better value rate, whether it's clothes or cars or whatever. I buy guitars all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a 300-quid guitar and a 30,000 euro guitar.
Yeah.
But cosmetics sometimes doesn't really fall into that category. Everything is kind of at a level. It's very expensive.
Very expensive.
Or if it is cheap, you go, well, I'm not putting that on me.
Yeah.
So this kind of seems to bridge that gap a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And it's very important that people have access to these products which are of a really high standard. And it's the same, like for instance, I shop mostly in the high street, you know, the majority of my wardrobe is. And I just have the odd items then, like I always like to have a nice bag.
Mm.
And I actually then am very sustainable. I like will then, you know, sell that to my friend or put it, you know, and then buy a new one.
Yeah,
that sort of way.
As opposed to
stacking
them up.
Yeah, but you can't really do that with the beauty products because like, you know, they just go really quickly.
They go really quickly. Yes, absolutely. So Dupe Lidl available 20th of March. So next week, people will be able to get their hands on this. Right, well, we look forward to that. Another claim to fame you have is that you went on one of the greatest shows that has ever been created, Celebrity Bear Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me and talk to everyone. Let's imagine for a second someone hasn't seen this.
Mm.
They don't know.
Yeah, because we're going to ruin spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. So we're out spoilers. Talk to everyone about what this show is.
Okay, so I took part in it was a brand new show for a celebrity competition reality show. Called Bear Grylls, Celebrity Bear Hunt.
Yeah.
And people would compare it to the I'm a Celebrity. It's nothing like it because I would say it's more like Big Brother / Hunger Games, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
Is like you're literally fighting for your life in this thing. Like,
you are.
He's going to hunt you down.
And
you
it's
don't
scary.
Want that to happen.
I was petrified in there. It was so hard.
Let's talk about it because I always think with these shows, and I've interviewed lots of people who've done I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And they will talk about, as you said, the personality clashes.
Mm.
They talk about the hunger more than anything else.
We didn't have that.
No, you didn't have that. But in your situation, I genuinely felt like there's peril. Like, were you not swimming in crocodile?
There was
genuinely. Like, just for the cameras, pretend?
I have heard that the I'm a Celebrity is like that you could actually kind of wipe the floor and you'll see that there's like black the flooring.
Right. It's a set,
you know.
Gotcha. Whereas this,
it is in the wild, but it's a set. Or is it's completely in the wild. Now they would have to kind of like have a look around to make sure that there's no wandering snakes like that. But there are potentially like so many life hazard problems that could happen. Whereas like you're up on a height. Now you have got like a harness on, but that could break.
Yeah.
and up 200 feet crossing that bridge. Just the heat as well. You have to like
this
stay
is
hydrated.
Central America, wasn't it?
Central America, Costa Rica, yeah. Costa and there's like all sorts
jungle.
Of creepy crawlies in there.
How are you? Sorry, because I know Maria's skin is absolutely crawling because she hates anything spidery or insecty. Yeah. How are you with that stuff?
We had to constantly spray the repellent on, and also because we had to have all our injections before going in. Yeah.
The repellent will keep away a mosquito
yeah.
or whatever.
But anything
keep
could
away
come in. There
a giant
scorpions.
Spider.
Yeah,
scorpion.
Giant spider. Oh, all of them. They're all potentially there. They could creep into the bed. Like we all slept at night with like mosquito nets around us. It was like yeah. being a little princess. Yeah, and I used to love. I put my head earplugs in.
Yeah.
Eye mask on. And I slept so well because I was so exhausted from the day. I think we never knew what time it was either. We had no distractions. Like we had no, like there was no
yeah.
TVs. There was
and
no
in
phones,
the equator,
nothing.
It just gets dark at 6 and that's
yes.
it.
Yeah, just start pitch dark.
So it could
yeah.
be 6 o'clock or it could be the midnight. You don't
yeah,
know.
We figured out that we were going to bed around 10 and waking up at 5:30
wow.
every night. So we got a good sleep.
Sounds like me every day going to work. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm not doing it in the Costa Rican jungle.
No, I know. I loved it so much. It was really difficult, but I really enjoyed it. I surprised myself how determined I became during it because when I went in, I was like, I just don't want to go out first. I just do not want to go out first. I don't want to be that person.
Of course. Not everyone. I completely understand that. But let me ask you about the thought process of doing this, because look, you've so many things going on. You don't have to do this. So then what was the logic in your brain that went this one?
Because it's just like it's a challenge. I know some people would pay to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
yeah, yeah.
your Bear Grylls, like, you know, learning some survival skills from him. It's the TV. It was Netflix as
yes.
well. A great company.
Huge company.
Yeah. And we
yeah.
got looked after so well, I have to say, you know, but my kids really, really encouraged me to do it.
Did they?
Yeah. They were like, we were allowed phone home a couple of times,
okay,
so I did get to speak.
Yeah.
And my parents were with them all the time. They were in school. It was like they weren't taken away from their routine or anything. And when I phoned home, I would say to Tig, "Oh God, am I going into the bear pit now this weekend? I might be home by Monday." And he was like, "You know, you're not coming. Why do you sound like you want to come home?" He said, "I want you to stay in there till the end." And then that's what really kept me in there. I think
that's
amazing.
So they inspired you, and then would have kept you going as well.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
brilliant. That is yeah. the right reason to do these
yeah.
kinds of things.
I loved it though, and I made good friends there, and I stayed out of the drama.
A smart move.
I couldn't handle it. Like there was a few clashes in there at times, and it was usually after a challenge and. It just happens, doesn't it? And
yeah.
so I just removed myself from it. I was like, I don't want to be around that, you know.
Smart,
so.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Well, it was brilliant. Great to see you doing that. And were you able to readjust quickly when you came back into civilian life?
Not really, actually. It took me a while. And we had there was a psychologist there, so we could talk to him at any time,
course,
you
yeah.
know, because it got quite intense at times.
Yeah.
And I used to just go away for little chats with him. But he did say, afterwards, he said, when you go home, just prepare yourself because you've adjusted to this new way of life. It's like a survival mode you're in.
Of course, you're in a different mode.
Then
yeah.
when you go back and all the, because we're distracted all the time constantly
yeah.
like and he said just be prepared for that, you might have a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah, I suppose that would make sense.
And
yeah,
so I was like, I was hearing like sometimes I'd hear a crash and it would sound like the tripwire is going off, or you know, because
okay.
at night there was the Pacific Ocean, like shark infested waters, and I could hear it like in the pebbles, and all these sounds kept going off.
Wow.
And it took me nearly 3 weeks to settle back
to
into
settle
normal
back.
Life
yeah, that
yeah.
makes sense. Well, I'm glad you did now, in fairness.
Know,
I'm sure everyone else is as well.
I actually adjusted to that kind of life. I think it's great to have a digital detox.
Yes.
You know, and not have any,
so you had no phones or anything like that. You were allowed to call home, but you had no phones.
Yeah,
like
we did. Yeah,
we'd
use a production phone. Yeah,
amazing. Mm. I can't have you in here and not ask you about the Saturdays.
Yeah,
you knew I was going to do that.
I know.
Are you allowed to say anything? Are we going to say anything? Is there anything
I
to
would say?
I would say
it if it was.
I know you would. I genuinely know you would.
And I'm first in the queue for if it happens. You know,
that thing. I love that about you, that you've said from the word go you want this to happen.
Oh yeah, me and Mel B actually. That was what we really bonded over. That
yeah.
she's the me of their group.
Of their
in that, like, come on, when is this reunion going to happen?
yeah,
come on,
yeah.
I'm always like poking the group chat. Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
I'm afraid now. Sorry now to ruin it for
Saturday,
anyone that
girls.
Wants a Saturday's reunion. This
Come
was tumbleweed.
On.
But I'll keep poking that.
You do. Keep
poking
keep it. Please
poking
do. Your music, of course, is something that I absolutely love. And your headline, the Derry Jazz Festival.
Yes, with Luke Thomas and the Swing Cats.
That's going to be
great.
That'd
that be
May?
Great.
Yeah, early May.
So
May.
Yeah, I've got loads of gigs with Luke and the Swing Cats coming up.
Brilliant.
And we're hoping to do a tour. And then I'm also working with the Irish Women in Harmony and my uncle Declan Nerney. And also doing my own show. So I'm doing Mighty Hoopla and I'm doing Birmingham Pride and a few other prides and stuff.
Amazing.
So I'm keeping busy with the music this year. That's kind of my...
That's a smart
priority.
Move. I love
yeah.
it. I love it. I think I've asked you some of my quick fire round questions before, but it's been so long when I'm doing
it
again. Right?
And do you know what? I'm conscious of it every time I'm in the shower. You ask me. Do
yes.
I,
yes. I
consciously always do that with my legs because you were like, you threw me and you're like, can I ask you a question? You're like, do you wash your legs? When you're in the shower, do you actually wash your legs? And I kind of was thinking about it. And I went, do you know what? No, because in the shower, I don't ever pay attention
so
to your legs.
So now I've actually made you do it.
You make me. I consciously get the soap and.
incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to ask any more questions. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
Una Ely, you're a legend. Thank you so much for coming in. Find
thank you.
Dupe in Lidl stores. Una, thank you as always.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Dave Moore on Today FM.